Okay, we're on the Chof. We're starting Hachana. We'll spend a bit of time on that, and then we will plunge into the Yonim of Tfila. It's not a kavon of a schusalei betfila tluim b'hachana shelefaneha. You should have picked that up already. That's an important part of being matzliach in tefillah, is the preparation that goes in before the tefillah. We spoke about that. Says the Heiliger Rambam, how do you go about this thing called kavana, that you empty out your mind of all thoughts, you clear your head of all thoughts, and you see yourself as if you're standing mamash in front of the Shechina. Lefichoch, tzarech leishev ma'at koidim ha'tfilah, k'day lechaven es liboy. If you have to sit a little bit, however that little bit is, before tfilah, in order to direct your mind. Kivun, kavona means to direct. Kavona does not mean to concentrate, it means to aim and direct. Yeah? So we're talking about halachas here. Mishor sha'achas koidim sheyikom litpalel. You should wait. That means, like the Rambam says, sit and wait. Sha'achas, however long it is. Again, sha'achas doesn't mean an hour. It means a period of time. Koidim sheyikom litpalel. Before you stand up to daven, kedei sheyichaven liboy lamokom. That you can direct your mind to Hashem, to the Makom. Le Yeshev. Yeshev means be Yeshuv Adas. It means to sit. To sit. Sit down and think. It's very hard to think when you're standing. You have to think when you're sitting down. That's what he says. Tzarech Leishev Ma'at. I don't think it means physically you have to sit. No. If you concentrate better standing or leaning against the wall or standing on your head, Gagazuntai do it. Yeshiv means Loshin Yeshiva. Loshin Yeshiv. If you want to be in the lotus position, that works for you, do that as well.
Yeshiv, no?
Huh? Says Yeshiv, not Yeshiv. Says Yeshiv. Le Yeshiv mat When I say to Zed Yeshiv mat koide matfila, this concept that you have to wait a little bit before tefillah, Enu divrei Musa. Just that it's, you know, it's a good thing to wait a little bit and think and sort yourself out before you start davening. That's not Musa, it's not Chizuk, it's not sort of things that, you know, holy righteous people do. El Alocha. It's brought down in Rambam. The Rambam wasn't telling stories, the Rambam was telling Alocha, and it's Paschal Alocha, the Shulchan Aruch. Travia Rambam Meloshin Kate said here Kavana. The kavana atzmo he min advarim ama akvin betvila. The Rambam's loshen is ketzad hiya kavana. In which way ketzad? In which way? How is the thing called kavana? And we pask that kavana is ma'akev is a tefillah. If you don't have kavana, you're not yotzi tefillah. One of the things ma'akev is tefillah. V'nimtza kavana is one of the things that's ma'akev betvila. Again, what the shear is, how much, where we'll see on it. But kavana is one of the things that when you're supposed to have kavana, if you don't have kavana, you won't get tefillah. But in some ha'achal of beit ha'knesses b'shachris, v'choy tefes atalas v'atfilin yipalel b'ritziv b'chipazon, somebody who comes to davening late, and he puts on his tefillin and his talas, or his talas and his tefillin, and he davens quickly, and he's chapping, and he's chopping, and he whatever, or b'mincha or b'mayriv, the work's the same, but mincha b'mayriv, he's trying to chop the tzibu b'shmoneh esrei. Harei neged alocha. It's against the alocha. V'kvar mirosh muftach lo sheyetzliach lechaven. He's been warned and promised before you won't be able to have proper kavanah. The tefillah satiyeh shen lo kehugan. And the tefillah will not be a work of art. It won't be the way it's supposed to be.
But those two differences between not Lohu gone and then naked in a lost. Oh, there's two different things. One is the Yoshi or not Yoshi, the other is beginning to fill the highest potential that's needed. So who's to say two different things then?
Okay. Good question. Okay, Sabich.
Yeah.
Tefillah shelo kohugan means your tefillah wasn't the way it was supposed to be. It means, could be, you weren't Yotzi tefillah, maybe you weren't. I'm not going to split here. We're trying to, again, Baruch, let's understand what we're trying to do here. The people that gathered here together today to learn the Sefer are people that have made a decision that they want to steig in tefillah, they want to raise their levels of tefillah, okay? You want to take an halacha Sefer, you want to take it a Shulchan Aruch, you want to go learn the halachas, go see what the Noisa Kalim say, go learn the Rambam, go look at the Reb Chaim on tefillah, where the Kavanah, the Vakasha. I highly recommend it. I will pause a lot of kitchen. Paul, we're trying to take out whatever we can that's going to be helpful and useful for us in order to raise our levels of tefillah. And there'll be kashas and shilas, vada, nachon. When a person comes late to davening, yeah, he's going to have a rough time being yoitzi tefillah. And even if he is yoitzi, it's still a tefillah shelo kohugan. It's not a nice tefillah. You know, you can be yoitzi giving your wife flowers with flowers that are 4 days old and going to die tomorrow as well. But they were flowers. Okay, but that was a nice presentation. Okay. But you can take it to Shulchan Aruch and go have a look and learn the sugya. And sure, I think it's a good thing to do. We're trying to emphasize the importance of hachana. That you can't deny that it's important. We all know that if you come late to davening, the davening is not what it's supposed to be. You want to stretch that is a locha, not a lecha, that there's a stira, there's no stira. You're against the halacha. You won't be able to have kavana, and therefore you won't, because it's one of the things that makabes a tefillah. But we lost it, yeah, shalom kohugan. The tefillah won't be what it's supposed to be. Because the tefillah kohugan is a tefillah, that's the tefillah halacha. The reason why I get upset is because you started that whole story with a but. You can't be busy doing what you're doing and then suddenly jump up and daven and hope that the kavana will eventually catch up with you. A little bit difficult. You're in the middle of a difficult problem, whatever you're dealing with, it's business, family, whatever. And in the middle, you go, oh, you mentioned, you jump up and you stand and start having a mention. You're going to have a rough time having proper kavana. Very, very hard to clear out one's head and think only about what you're davening, only the words. Just thinking just about the words, nothing else. It's an amazing, amazing tough task. We want to try and improve in that. You have to take a little bit of time out before you daven to do that. We'll see. We'll see how we do that. Everybody does it. Let's see. You're going against what Chazal told you how to do this. And if you'll toil to mechaven, you won't be able to. Chazal told you. The way to have proper kavon in tefillah is to wait a little bit, sit a little bit, stand if you want, and think a little bit before you daven. Each person, where he's holding, wherever he finds himself at the moment, his achana will be in terms of what he wants his kavonah to be and where he's holding. He'll start where he starts. Chassidim are restraining, machmas, oitzmas, taris, tefilosom. The Chazal tell us, the Chassidim restraining. Let's talk in pre the Gemara. Great people. The tefillah was on such a level of purity and of power. They needed a full hour. They sit for a full hour and do whatever they were doing. Focusing on getting ready to have proper kavon in tefillah. Ask each person according to what he, where he is, where he is, what he's doing, what he expects to achieve. I doubt an hour would work for anybody. I don't want to insult anybody. And if you can do an hour because your tefillah needs that, mwah, why are you wasting your time? Yeah. Go learn Gemara or do something worthwhile. But if you still need help, fine, we'll start where you'll see built into the way it's been there to set up the tefillah. We have plenty of time to do it. You have brochas, you have Pesukah de Zimra, you have Birkas Kriyashma, you have Kriyashma. Before you get to Shmoneh Esrei, you've had a lot of time to think about what you're about to do. Correct? And they'll put that into the system. You don't just get up and daven Shmoneh Esrei. In Mincha, it's a little bit more difficult because Ashrei is usually not enough preparation for a Shmoneh Esrei Mincha. Okay, you got a bit of Birkas Kriyashma, you got Kriyashma. Hopefully you're thinking about God when you're saying Kriyashma, so maybe you'll come to Shmoneh Esrei a little bit more prepared. Shachris is definitely much easier because you already have. You got a lot of hakhana. That's why if you come late and you're not saying brochas, you're not saying kabanas, and you're not you're shechting to get a zimra to get to Shmas, you get to let's see. You just come to davening on time, you're already way ahead of the game. It's built in already. It's wired into the system already. And of course, you're thinking about what you're saying. You're thinking about Birkas Kriyashma. You're thinking about Avos Hashem in Kriyashma. You're thinking about the Tukat Dezimra, whatever we're saying. I'm saying that Tukat Dezimra is a great time to think about all the things we're going to take care of today. Tukat Dezimra is a marvelous time in the day to sort of, plan your day and set up your day. Because to say the Tehillim is, you can do that without thinking. You don't need too much thought, and you can say, so while you're saying Shukra Zimra, you're busy planning your day and thinking about how you, it's a good time for Cheshbon Anet. Okay. That being real, yeah? I think about it. Without a chana, even if you're mamish, you'll be stubborn and you'll nail yourself to the wall, you won't be able to mechaven. You'll be able to sort of have a bit of kavana, yeah, half the brocha there, yeah, there. And then you see brochas later, you suddenly realize it. I don't know if there was an expectation to mechavan kolat tefillah. Lo yochol, you won't be able to. Seems there's an expectation that a person eventually can get to a level where he has kavana for the whole of tefillah. You don't need that to be yoitzi tefillah. If you have kavana just for the first brocha, you yoitzi tefillah, but you want to just be satisfied with that? I got the first Mishnah in Shad, so now I'm happy I'm a Talmud Chacham. Oh, you want to be able to say the second one as well at some stage of your life. The same as Tefillah. I got Kavanah in the first one, right? That's the hardest one, Jeff Kavanah. Because the Eitzvara knows that if you don't have Kavanah in the first one, you're not doing Tefillah. So he'll mess you up in the first Brocha, and then he'll have you having Kavanah through the entire Shmonet. Which is a good thing as well. Rav Miller used to say, you didn't have Kavanah for the whole Tefillah, at least Chab Sim Shalom. I think don't waste that, because that's usually when you wake up, like Sim Shalom, you're like, how did I get here? But what is it? I just took three steps back. How did I get to Sim Shalom? Or at least have Sim Shalom. But if you do a chana, you'll see these problems slowly go away. Habola Tayyim, the same way. So the person takes one step to purify himself to get a bit better. You get in like a Dishmaya. The Sof Sof Cheskas Marakama Gaveres Yikbo Shalayv Linyonim. What you're thinking about when you stand up to daven, that's what you're going to be thinking about through tefillah, or worse. The hachana, again, how you machin, what you do, that's got to be discussed, the practicality. Let's just get the idea clear. There's a halacha that a person needs to prepare for tefillah. They need to be prepared for everything, by the way. V'yesh b'zeh od halachas. Lo yamud apel mitoch schoit v'kalos reish, v'lo mitoch meriva, v'lo mitoch kaas. If you're angry, that's not a good time to daven. If you're in the middle of a machlekes and you're arguing with the guy who davens next to you, or you're upset, or you're in this light-hearted mood, you're making jokes and full of lexana, so that's not a time to daven. When you're angry with someone, you're really upset. It's very hard to machaven. Tefillah properly. Because this guy who's renting space in your head without paying is mummish and taking a big chunk of your head. He's renting space in your head. Somebody once said that anger is punishing yourself for somebody else's mistake. You get angry, you're punishing yourself, or you're punishing him. I'm not quite sure. He's a fool. He made a mistake, and you punished yourself because he made a mistake. That's anger. So that's where we daven. We get up and I'm davening because this idiot in here, and in the middle of davening, the guy davening next to you is davening so loud you can't concentrate. So now you're getting angry. And then, should you tell him to shush? Shouldn't you tell him to shush? That could take 3-4 brachas. Yeah, love don't want to tell you that we have to be. So we're not going to solve all our problems in one day. No one has a magic wand here. But a bit of preparation before, because Chazal tells you will help you to mechaven problem. Yeah, you're going to have to deal. You're going to have to learn to deal with those issues as well at some point as well. Real boats rock. You heard that statement? If you're on a boat, you ever been on a boat out in the sea somewhere? Yes. Yeah. Real boats rock. They go like this, you know. That's why people get seasick. If you're on a boat and it ain't rocking, it ain't real. You know, you're still, you haven't gone anywhere. You're on dry land. Real boats rock. Life happens, you know, things happen. And you know, I mean, that's a college ball for you, so. That guy making a noise next to you is also Kodesh Baruch Hu. Now you have Shabbos. Should you go speak to him afterwards and explain to him that he's over in Issa? His mom's over in Issa. He may not even realize. He may not even realize what he's doing. He doesn't know. Then you have Shabbos. How do you give him to Chofa? Don't you give him to Chofa? You say something, you go dump him somewhere else. And there'll be a Nudnik there. It says, whoever's Koveya, mock him, Letilo. Avram Yazoloi. Somebody who's Koveya, mock him for Tilo. Avram Avinu drags him out again and yells at him. Avram's taking care of him. The question is, why? What's the big deal of being Koveya, mock him, Letilo? And it's a big thing. Being Koveya, mock him, Letilo is not a small thing. It's a big thing. Big thing. What's Avram Avinu? Why is it Koshut Avram Avinu? Bilam, did you notice Bilam when he was trying to curse Klal Yisrael? When it didn't work, what did he do? He went somewhere else. He means, I'm Tov. There's nothing wrong with me. I call Tov. Well, this place is just not the right place for me. I don't like the Shtender Wombles, or I don't like the Chazan, or the Rav Davins too quickly, or I don't like the temperature in this place, Midrash. So if I'm not davening properly, must be the place. So I'll go somewhere else. And if that place, the Tefillin doesn't get fixed up there must be something wrong with that place. I'll go somewhere else. Someone who's Kofeya, Mokum, Latina, he says, this is where I daven. Not the others. They always went back to the same place to daven. And if your Tefillah's not working, must be, I need to flex some muscles and do something about it. But sometimes you're in the wrong place and you should find a better place to daven. It can also be. Again, it's a shekel. But then that'll become your Mokum Kavua. If you're in what they call in America, a matzah minyan. You know what that means? It's 18 minutes, and that's it. The chazan dares to daven longer than 18 minutes, it gets stoned. Yeah, the minyan long. I'm talking about shat, it's not minyan. Shorish is about 23 minutes. Yeah. So then you understand, zen lo amokim kavur shavi. This can't be my mokim kavur. So you find somewhere else, but once you found the right place, that satisfies their lucky requirements or whatever, and your pace and whatever, then you stay there and you stick it out. You have to make choshbonos. Again, there's judgments and shikurim, how you deal with. And one day there's going to be a guy who's got a yortzat and he's going to daven, at a different pace. And so there's going to be a bezek who's going to stand behind you. And yeah, because real boats run. It means Hashem runs the world and whatever's challenging you right now, that's from Hashem as well. And if it's a bit harder to concentrate, the schar is much bigger. So chapar on that as well. Plenty work to do. Okay. There was a youngster that davened in my minion. I don't know, he started davening there, and he davened psukin as him and mamish loud. Yes? Yeah? I just want to, but whatever disturbed me. They used to sit there, just nosh him and say psukin as him, and then I used to come to my own. I used to come into. And what about Kovan Markovs? So, you can say cycle sometimes as well. I could say psukin as him as well because the guy was making a noise. So I went somewhere, he didn't disturb me. Then I came back afterward. I just mean, another thing, if you come to your place and someone's standing there, don't tell him to get out of your place. Because you've learned how important Mokum, Kavoya Mokum Futfila is. And now it's Yarov Vayavo. And you come to them and someone's standing in your place. So you say to him, excuse me, but You know? You shouldn't do that. I'll tell you why. No. Yeah, that's for sure. If it's getting better, by the time it's not embarrassing, we'll just sit on top of it. No, I'll tell you why, because it says that if somebody needs to be sent into Golus, it's sent to Golus for whatever reason. If you come to davening and someone's in your place and you go somewhere else and you have in mind that that should be the theme of your Golus, you can save yourself having to go into Golus. So Hashem's arranged for somebody to be standing in your place. So you can go daven 2 meters away from him. Yeah. And he walks up to you and you say, excuse me, but you're in my place. And Hashem says, you idiot. I'm trying to save you and him. Save your plane ticket. Yeah. So again, you know what I'm saying? You have to know how to not safe. So okay. If Yaakov Kamenetsky Paskin, by the way. If Yaakov Kamenetsky Paskin, you have to ask your own Charles. I'm not passing along. No, 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 no. But you're going to say Paskins that a person, it's better to daven in your Mokum Kavua, yeah, and not say Kaddish if you're in the Yud base Kaddish, you're in the 12 months of being an Oval. It's better to daven in your Mokum Kavua and not say Kaddish. You're in a shul or whatever, your Mokum is in a place with only like one person say Kaddish. Yeah? And this is whatever. There's a guy named Shlokshim and yes, Kadim and your Kaddish or whatever. Normally you can work it out. You can normally work out to get a Kaddish once a day for 7. But let's say you can't. He goes somewhere else because you want to say Kaddish. He says, no, it's better to stay in your Mokum Kavua and not say Kaddish. There's a sophic about davening from the Omid on a yard site. There's a sophic. Sophic of a Mokum Kavua over Kaddish. Yeah, that's what he said. I'm not saying this in halacha. You have to ask your own shalas about what you do. I was once in South Africa and I was in Oval and I davened in mine, the Kodal, where we always davened, where I learned my whatever the whole time. And it was very hard to get a Kaddish because there also only one person said Kaddish at a time. There were a few of them. Huh? Involved was there. There was one Kaddish. That's only one person to Kaddish. And some, three or four Baalim, and I probably wasn't going to get it. Then I got a Kaddish, but I wasn't going to get Kaddish. So I asked Shabaruch if I should go daven somewhere else in order to get a Kaddish. He said, daven where you'll daven best. Daven where you'll daven best. Because why are you saying Kaddish? Because it's for the Neshama. So no, daven is not a schutz for the Neshama also. Anyway, halachically, I take no responsibility for the locker here, just to emphasize the importance that Mokum Kavua is also an amazing hachana for Tfilah. It's not so easy in Eretz Yisrael, because, you know, wherever you are, you find a minyan. You know, there's Mincha Bederach, you know, there's what's it called, Tfilah Bederach. There's a minyanim on the, you know, on the side of the highway. Yeah, Kishesh, and there's one there, Banatrun, whatever, it's a lovely thing. If you haven't yet stuck, well, don't plan and or, you know, whatever. So it's like, Mokum Kavua is also an important thing. Also gives Yeshua Das and helps to Mechabit. Okay. Let's go a little bit further. Amna, Nirish Yesh Beze Oimek Yosef Maha, Teachonim Makevis Letfila. Milvad Inin Pinoy Machshava Salev Letfila. There's something deeper going on here, in which Kavona is Ma'akav Tfila. Besides this aspect of you need to have hachana because you need to empty out your mind in order to be able to daven properly. There's something deeper going on here. Dinei bebrochas daf lamed aleph, tanu rabbonim. Ein oimdim litpalel lo mitoich atzvus velo mitoich atzlus velo mitoich tzreich velo mitoich kalas reish velo mitoich dvorim betelim ele mitoich simcha shel mitzvah. When you stand up to daven, you shouldn't be in the middle of sadness, laziness, Schrock, joking, Talois Roish, whatever that means, I don't know. I mean, I don't know exactly what he's focusing on there. Omitoch Dvarim Batalim, thinking about all sorts of Narishkat. Ela Mitoch Simcha Shel Mitzvah. But to be the Simcha. Why are you the Simcha? The Mitzvah, I'm about to talk to you, to Tati. I'm a parish Rashi. Simcha Shel Mitzvah. What does it mean, Simcha Shel Mitzvah? I'm happy doing a Mitzvah. For example, what's Tanchumim Shel Torah? Smiches Geula Letfila. You know, we try and have Goel Yisrael, juxtaposed to tefillin. No interruption between those. But there's simcha mitzvah. What's going to do with anything? Or tefillin David, you say Ashrei, and you're going to Shmoneh Esrei to make mincha. How do you translate tanchumim in this context? Lechama? Consolation? I don't know what he meant. Einshab. Umash Kosov, Smaich Legulus Mitzrayim, the Holy Zualok, the Shosmikas Gulat. Oh, it's got to do with Simchas Mitzvah. It's a function of halacha that you have to have geula samoch letvilot. What's Rashi saying here? We need Simchas the geula letvilot. Mefarish Rashi bebrachas. The Shemir Shalmi v'zeh l'shrein. Mi she'en yisrein geula letvilot l'ma'u doime. You have to hold here. We're running out of time. Over there on this halacha that says you have to be shemir geula letvilot. We'll come back to this other shtickle now, you see. Rashi says like this. It's a marshal. What's this marshal? Why do you have to be stemmer gula letfila? It's a marshal of la'ive shomelech shebo v'dofak al pischa shomelech. One of the close friends, a loved person of the melech, comes and he knocks on the door of the melech. Yoiksa melech v'motzer shehiflik esamaflik. This guy's gone away. He knocked on the door of the melech. Melech is putting on his slippers to come open the door. Takes a few seconds, and you leave. Eli Yodim Makarav LaKodesh Baruch Olav Amaratzua B'Tishbochos B'Kalusin Shal Yitzias Mitzrayim U'Mitkarav Olav U'Ina Karav Olav Yesh Lo Litfoyet Srochov Ad Kan Neshoina Rash. Rashi says, "You knock on the door. What's the knocking on the door? That's a person who prepares himself for tefillah." He gets himself all ready for tefillah. To Maratzu, he's Maratz Hashem with praises and kalusin shel Yetzias Mitzrayim. He talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim and Tiyas Yamsuf, and his mamash, he's got himself into this elevated state of praising Hashem, and he's ready to talk to Hashem, and then he starts asking for what he needs. But somebody who's not so much gul in the tefillah, so he's like knocking on the door, and he leaves, and the melech opens the door. What you've been doing in all the achana for tefillah before you get to Baruch Ato Hashem, you've been preparing to talk to Hashem. So you do all the preparation and you leave before Hashem opens the door. That's how Rashi explains Pshat in that Gemara. So let's see what he means. Umit bayesh al yedei achona, masik es akir v'lekodesh bohu atzricha l'dveikus b'tfilah. Besides the achona just enabling you to concentrate and have a clear mind and think about what you're saying, it does something else much deeper. It makarivs you to Hashem. When you're busy saying brochas and tukat azimra and birkas kriyashma and kriyashma, Hashem and you are getting closer to each other. You're aligning yourself more and more with the Boreh Olam. V'im kein mishe mitalel b'lo achona rei kutzeik al ha-melech v'ha-melech kva halach halach. Somebody just gets up to daven without the hachana. He's screaming at Hashem, and Hashem just ain't there because you never invited him in. Hashem's not there. You want to talk to the king, you can't stand in the courtyard and scream at him. I ain't going to hear you. There's a process of how you get to meet with the king in his inner chamber. You know, these things you have to go through. Kabbalistically, you're going through the four worlds, until you get to the highest world, which is Hashem himself, but just pashtus. You want to talk to the king, you know, you got to draw him close to you. You have to actually get into the same zone as him. And the king doesn't hear you. Who's going to hear him screaming? So I'd like to finish that today, but he said we should do little bits at a time, and I really don't do much. We'll come back to this tomorrow, Metzah Shem. The first thing we need to remember is the Hakwana, first step. The Hakwana helps you to clear out your mind and to focus you on what it is you're about to do. You prepare yourself. You're going into a difficult court case. You're making a presentation. You don't just walk in and start talking. You're very clear. You're prepared. What I'm going to say, you know something about the guy who's listening to you. You know what moves him, what touches him. You're prepared. You're prepared for your presentation. Then you get up and you give a presentation. Then he's likely to. And the other aspect of the Hachmana, which we'll deal with more tomorrow, is this mitkareving lakodesh baruch hu. Okay, let's see. You've got. Bring me an effort, quickly. I'm sorry. Please, you know where they are. That's a